Okay, welcome back. Let's get going. We have a lot to do in this hour to try to make up a little bit for the lost time last week. We apologize for Friday, but the powers that be did not like what we were doing. And what we were doing was presenting the reality of many important things, not like dozens, but several. And several of these things are quite clear, and Erica began looking into them a long time ago, as have other scientists, one of whom was named Bing Liu. Now, Bing Liu, a Chinese-American scientist, a brilliant young man, at the University of Pittsburgh, came forward and announced he was going to be publishing a paper explaining how the unbound iron in the human blood system and the human body was perhaps the most deadly thing of all regarding this entire COVID so-called vaccine and the spike protein controversy, et cetera, et cetera. Spike is eminently involved with breaking the iron away from the hemoglobin in the red blood cells. But that's another story. We covered that last week very thoroughly. It's there for you to listen to. It's 27 minutes long. We'd urge you to do just that. But this iron thing is what got us kicked off. There's no question about it. And again, we've been on it for a long time. Erica first began mentioning it at least a year and a half ago, if not longer. And there you go. So that's what happened last Friday. First, her phone was cut. I was prepared to finish the program if I had to alone. I expected her to come back up. She did not. And since they knew I was going to go ahead, obviously they shut down the entire internet to the network. That's what happened. It wasn't my phone. The internet went down just in the neighborhood exactly where the network is. So you all figure it out. I think it's pretty obvious and self-evident what happened. So we are back. And are you there, young lady?
I'm here, Jeff.
Anything that you want to add just in a perfunctory sense, matter of fact about this? I mean, we've talked. Nurse Anne has been on the program many times talking about how she tries to take blood from people, patients in the hospital, and what happens, and how she says that unequivocally every single patient who's been given the injection has black blood. Every injected patient has black blood. What does that tell us? We explained it last week, but if you want to mention anything to review, go ahead, and then I've got some other things I want to do here.
Well, I just would think it'd be painfully obvious at this point with so many reports of this black blood and the people that are being hospitalized who have taken the vax that nobody's talking about this. I mean, this should be headline news, and yet it's not.
Right, right. Okay. Well said. And anything you want to add to that? I think we'll just leave it pretty much and let people go back and listen to that program. Go ahead.
It's very, very clear that there's, you know, probably a 2,000-pound elephant in the room that nobody's talking about, and that's the blood. And then what is happening to the blood? So obviously, you know, this is an issue of iron dysregulation, some type of hemoglobinopathy, meaning that you can't manage your hemoglobin to be able to carry oxygen. Consequently, every organ and tissue of your body is going to suffer because of that.
And this is just one of many deadly things that the spike protein and the bioweapon so-called vaccine, in fact, makes. It's anti-life. All right? How's that? We'll just leave it. Anti-life. That's what it is.
I should add that in the arena of bioweapons, this fits the description of something that they could come up with that would disrupt a metabolic pathway, a critical metabolic pathway in the body, in a stealth way. So here we have a protein that can do exactly that. It can disrupt every pathway having to do with iron, because the spike protein is what's called a hepcidin mimetic, meaning it does the same thing, induces the same signaling as your own hepcidin would do, which has everything to do with regulating the levels of iron in your body and the availability of iron in the body.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Just keep in mind.
That's huge.
Yes, it is. It's maybe two elephants in the living room. Dr. Chetty was the man who said it. The spike protein is the deadliest thing humankind has ever created. He was right. He hasn't made much noise lately, but he sure did say it loud and clear in the beginning, and I'll never forget that. Okay, what's going on right now? There has been a media war launched through the controlled opposition media platforms on the reality of shedding. This is new. It's being ramped up now. We'll tell you why later. Also, there is a media war that has been launched through the created opposition against the COVID virus idea. There is a virus. And the spike protein. There are people now actually saying the spike protein does not exist. This is a death mechanism in the DOD. That's right, Department of Defense, COVID bioweapon. The spike protein. It's the number one honcho that does so many things that will result in the death of the injected, period. Now, again, I'd like to invite Beef Stew to come on the program, Karen Kingston, anybody else he wants. They can come on anytime and present their stuff. But what's going on here is really getting to be crazy. Karen Kingston has proof, she says, that the spike protein does not exist. And the spike protein is, in her words, a nanoweapon parasite with AI. A nanoweapon parasite with AI. I may have one word wrong in there, but I don't think so. I think I got it verbatim. We're going to play a little clip from her in a few minutes. Proof. We have proof. Beef Stew said, you have proof? Yes, I have proof. What is the proof? Well, I have a patent here. Or two patents. But she said one. What does a patent prove in a case like this, Erica?
Nothing. That's not proof. I can dig up a patent for just about anything.
Just because there's a patent on something does not guarantee or necessarily indicate that it works, okay? It doesn't work in many cases, but it's patented. You can patent anything. So understand that a patent is not necessarily proof of anything substantial. It's just not proof. It's a patent. All right. Now, she also claimed a biotech analyst has proof that COVID and the vax are, you ready? COVID and the vax, we'll just call it the vax, are, and she's including the spike in this, are biosynthetic parasites. So the spike protein is now a biosynthetic parasite. It's not a protein, synthetic as it may be and is, but no, it's a biosynthetic parasite. What is her proof? A patent, okay? That's the point. Meanwhile, the lying mass media, which does what it's told, and the so-called alt-news gurus and platforms, including La Quinta Columna, continue to push utter confusion and chaos by claiming graphene oxide is the ultimate evil villain in the DOD, that's Department of Defense, deadly bioweapon injections, otherwise known as vaccinations. So it's all about graphene oxide, which has had probably three incarnations as the big boogeyman since this whole thing was rolled out. Graphene oxide is not the issue. It may not even be present. All right, these platforms are also pushing, how can I phrase this, smart, intelligent, AI intelligent, hydrogels, hydras, and snake venom is still around. It's in the water. These things are still being kicked around and presented as viable villains. So keep that in mind as well. Look, we don't need to go beyond the spike protein and its delivery system. That's it. That right in and of itself is enough to do what we're seeing done, which is probably kill over 10 million Americans already, and over 5 billion have been injected on the planet, and they may well be on the way out. Besides our program, when was the last time any of you heard the words amyloid, amyloid fibrils, amyloid clots, or systemic wide amyloidosis? Have you heard that anywhere else lately? I don't think so. Now, this, of course, is another indication of spike protein activity at work. It's the spike protein triggering endogenous proteins in your body to misfold. Endogenous meaning indigenous, your own body's natural, cellular created proteins. The spike causes them to misfold. Just remember that. And that includes prion proteins, which leads to CJD in the brain, and you die. And people are dying very quickly from CJD now. The date between the diagnosis and death is getting shorter in many cases all the time. Did anyone beside this program explain how your body's normal endogenous proteins, once tripped into misfolding, cause virtually any other normal body protein to also misfold? Didn't anyone tell you how that works? We did. That leads to a cascade of misfolding proteins caused by other proteins, not necessarily the spike, in your body, leading to your death. I want to repeat
that.
Right. Did anyone beside this program explain how your body's normal endogenous proteins, once tripped by the spike into misfolding, cause virtually any other normal bodily proteins to also misfold? In other words, your proteins become the active agents of the spike protein to cause other proteins to misfold in a cascade, an avalanche, which leads to your death. You don't have to have the spike involved with every protein misfolding. Your proteins will do that on their own. So will the heme that used to be part of your red blood cells. Am I right?
Well, the free iron from your destroyed red blood cells.
Yeah. The heme is running around. That's toxic, too, but it's the iron.
Too.
So we don't want to go back into
iron,
that too much, but yeah.
And the iron will feed...
bacteria?
Dormant bacteria. They will reactivate, and you do, we all do, have dormant bacteria and viruses, other microbes that live in our blood and tissues. And some of these, particularly the pathogenic ones, gram-negative, produce something called lipopolysaccharides that irritate the immune system and work in conjunction with the free iron to cause protein misfolding. So it's multifaceted the way these amyloid fibrils can form. It's like
Indeed.
They have a backup plan.
Yes, they do. Whoever put this together was brilliant. And do remember, well, I'll repeat it again, the Department of Defense, with your tax dollars, went to Pfizer and Moderna and said, here's what we want. Will you make it for us? And they built it. Pfizer does not own it. It's owned by the DOD. Okay? So it's a weapon. That's what the Department of Defense does. It makes weapons and weapons systems. So here is this new mass disinformation campaign on all the created opposition platforms saying that the COVID and the spike protein are actually just biosynthetic parasites, also known as, get this, also known as, quote, intelligent self-assembling COVID hydrogels and multifunctional magnetic parasites with AI. You get that? I just kind of put those words together, but those are the words being used. Also known as intelligent self-assembling COVID hydrogels and multifunctional magnetic parasites with AI. That's the bullshit they're throwing at us now. Why? To stir the pot of chaos and confusion ever more and endlessly. And they're damn good at it. All right? They're also saying that amyloid blood clots are not blood or any other type of clots. Amyloid clots are now being called biosynthetic parasites, right? Based on mimics in the human body. Biosynthetic parasites. No more amyloid clots, folks. They're biosynthetic parasites. All right, so to sum it up here, I'm just staggering through this, so bear with me. There's been a major sea change in the disinformation being projectile vomited all over all of us and all who seek clarity and truth. They're not getting it. These people are saying that the spike protein is not a biological agent. Again, I repeat, they're saying that it is an intelligent nanobiological parasite with AI. Got it? No, it's not.
Agree. You know, and the interesting thing is that the common denominator in all of these counter-narratives seem to push people's attention away from the spike, the actual weapon.
Yes,
you know, we've got the no-virus camp.
There are no, remember, there are no viruses, ladies and gentlemen. See what they're doing? They're upsetting science. Even if you went through junior high school and did well in science, they're upsetting that. They're trying to turn the whole thing upside down and mix it up and throw it out all over the place as just chaos. And they're doing a hell of a job. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say so. I guess if people could understand what this thing is and how to deal with it, how to protect themselves from it, then the plan might not work. But it pays to keep people in a state of ignorance and not knowing.
Well, that's panic. The game. Keep them in a state of ignorance until you can subdue them and kill them.
Right.
Sorry, that's the game. That's what's afoot here. Nothing less.
Right.
And I'll stick to my projection. It's open. 10 to 20 million Americans dead already, easily hidden. Some of you would say, well, how could they hide that? Oh, it's a piece of cake. You own the media? Do whatever you want. People die of clots, heart attack, CJD, strokes, and dozens of other things, all caused by the spike. It's very simple. This is the most diabolically evil thing ever. Chetty was right.
You don't need a virus anymore if you've got people willing to take these injections that produce the protein all by itself that can be shed and aerosolized and picked up by other people. And it is being picked up by other people and
like,
causing a raft of misery.
Like Novavax. No virus needed, right? Just the spike protein. That's all it is. So you go get your Novavax and make sure your will is filled out. And all your papers are in order, because you may not be around very long. So again, invitation to Stu Peters and Karen Kingston. Welcome on the program anytime at all. But Stu, I wish you'd go back to your other shirt collar. I can't stand that style of shirt collar. Good Lord. Looks like somebody took scissors and cut it off. All right, enough of the levity here. So there we go. I hope that helps all of you understand the general footing that we are all on right now. There is also, as I mentioned, a terrific war on shedding now being ramped up. They don't want people thinking about shedding. Why? Because shedding is working. They remember they announced 80% of Americans vaxxed, and I said, well, what about the other 20%? And then I said to myself, they're going to have it spread. Those who are vaxxed will be spreading something that'll bring the others down. So they are working on that now. They're mocking and knocking shedding, saying it doesn't work. And in Switzerland, for example, if you wear a mask in public to try to protect yourself, and yes, masks do some good, you'll be fined $1,000. Why? They don't want people to wear masks. Because it will slow down the shedding, which they're trying to hide now by attacking. Shedding is their ace card in the hole. That's the ace, shedding. And it's becoming more pronounced and more obvious. I know personally several people who have been made extremely sick simply by touching, as in a handshake, a hug, a kiss on the cheek, someone who has been vaxxed. This is not a joke.
Yeah. Yep. It only takes a little bit. And I do think that many of the symptoms having to do with the shedding sickness are neurological in nature, because what isn't talked about very much is the spike protein's ability to bind to what's known as the nicotinic acetylcholine receptors on nerve cells. And when that happens, you can get a whole range of different neurological symptoms. Vertigo, blurry vision, stomach ache, what else? Numbness and tingling, tachycardia, racing heart. So just remember that the spike protein is also neurotoxic.
It's bad news, dear friends.
So, and it only takes a little bit.
It is not an intelligent nanobiological parasite with AI. It's a protein, a synthesized
right.
protein that has at its disposal any number of different ways to destroy life. It is really horrific. And we don't know what else is in the shot. And now we have bivalent boosters available that are supposed to take care of the original COVID strain, which is already gone. It's mutated into oblivion. There are variants around. But it's also supposed to take care of the Omicron version, right? We don't know what's in that other half of the bivalent booster. We don't know. We do know that people are dying almost on the spot, on the way back to their car in the parking lot, or whatever.
Yeah.
They're dying. Now, I have a story up in headlines. It's up there. It was up number one, I think, all day long. And it shows a lot of videos of people who are just dropping over dead. Lots of them. Now, these are not the old Chinese ones from the beginning that everyone was skeptical about. These are people over here dying on the just falling over dead. So you're going to be hearing a lot more about that. You may well be seeing some of it yourselves. And if you're listening and monitoring your 911 EMT paramedic dispatch, which many of you ought to be doing if you have doubts about this, you will hear calls all day and all night about the injuries from these shots. What's new with your monitoring, by the way?
It was not as busy today as it was last week. There seems to be a lot of fire alarms just going off. But there was a couple calls for people that were on the ground and non-responsive. One needed CPR. And then there was a couple that caught my attention. The first one, not necessarily so, but then when it happened again a couple days later, a different incident, it did. And it jives with some comments I'd been seeing in one of the practitioners, medical practitioners group. There's a new condition. It's not really new, but it used to be rare, called achalasia, which is sort of a paralysis.
Could you spell that, please, for everyone?
Yes, A-C-H-A-L-A-S-I-A, achalasia. And it's a paralysis of the nerves, or nerve dysfunction anyway, of the nerves in the esophagus.
Oh, my.
Which is your throat, what you use to swallow food. And so there was a call, well, I don't know, 2 weeks ago for one of the local restaurants. A 40-year-old woman was choking. And, wow, that must kind of odd, but I suppose that does happen every now and then. And then not long after that, a couple days, there was another call, different restaurant, different person, obviously, and same thing, choking. And then, it occurred to me, is this becoming a pattern? And, well, if in fact, these people are vaxxed. I mean, we're making assumptions here, but being that this used to be a rare condition and now we've had at least 3 incidents in 2 weeks, maybe it's not so rare anymore. Now, why would that be? Well, we know that people are suffering neurological issues following these injections. I don't know why the nerves of the esophagus would be impervious
neurology
to that.
Neurology. The spike protein loves nerves. It just loves neurology. Yes, and I think you're onto something here. This might be a latent or a later stage of infestation by the spike.
Yeah, advancing, I would say, advancing.
Right. right? But if true, people's normal peristaltic swallowing reflex has been interfered with, probably, perhaps, in some cases permanently. You may find more and more choking issues. Now, if any of you, this is not a pitch, I don't own any stock in the company. If you saw online, they had an ad for people who were choking on food. And it was kind of, it was a little, I don't know what the hell to describe it, like a little accordion, kind of a plastic thing. And you put it in their mouth and you pulled on it real hard and it created a vacuum and sucked the food out of their esophagus, saving their lives. And they actually had video of one such example where they used it on an infant and it worked. So Jeff bought three of them. You never know. It's a very smart thing to have. And I don't know the name of it, but you ought to have, every household should have one. Seriously.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
It's very
good
practical.
Idea, just like a fire extinguisher.
It wasn't very expensive. Like $20, something like 25, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm set. I've got three. Okay. Now, achalasia. A-C-H-A, achalasia, L-A-S-I-A. If you're in a restaurant and someone's choking, Heimlich may not do it, depending upon the kind of, we'll call it temporary paralysis or spasm that's going on in the esophagus. Something's up. We think because this could be very well spike generated, spike protein again. Just remember, it loves nerves. Loves to
and
be
you
in
the think
neurology.
About these, you know, the people that go to bed and then they don't wake up. Some of these people are having this, I guess it's a form of sleep apnea. Their lungs don't get the signal to breathe, and they die while they sleep. I've read that many times now. Well, not many, but several times in a couple of these groups that. Yeah, they go to bed, and you know, the autonomic nervous system is what's responsible for keeping you breathing while you sleep. And something's malfunctioning with that.
Yeah, crazy. All right, so they are now calling, literally saying that there's no such thing as a spike protein. They're actually saying that. It's just a nanoweapon parasite with AI. Parasite. The parasite. It's unbelievable what's going on. I'm going to play a little clip here from Beef Stew, October 12th, with Karen Kingston. And let's see what you think. It's up to you. Remember, we're just here to present material. You make your own decisions. That's what journalism is all about. All right, here we go. Ad, hold on, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Welcome back. So we're talking with Karen Kingston about COVID-19 and how, in fact, it's not actually a respiratory virus, but she has the proof that these are biosynthetic parasites.
Did you get that? She has proof these are biosynthetic parasites. All right.
Now, Karen, thanks a lot for being here. So before we went to break, you were talking about an intelligent species, that's what these things are. Do you have any proof of that, by the way?
I do. And you noticed that you mentioned that you observed that this was intelligent. So did Dr. Carrie Madej early on. And I have dozens of publications as well as patents. But this one is a peer-reviewed publication entitled Multifunctional Magnetic Hydrogel. And
Multifunctional Magnetic Hydrogel. Notice how hydrogels have been resurrected from the grave and they're being pushed out front and center again as being a demonic, evil entity in terms of this horror we're going through. Hydrogels are back.
It specifically states that it has intelligent response. So I'm going to read this to you. Smart hydrogel is a kind of material that can perceive small physical and chemical stimuli such as temperature, light, pH, and make significant response behaviors. Because of this intelligence, hydrogel has a fascinating application prospect in tissue engineering, drug-controlled release, and soft actuators. What are soft actuators? They are the building of new biosynthetic structures, part biology, part technology. So it is using the CRISPR-Cas9 to actually build out what they're calling blood clots, which are these biosynthetic parasite-based mimics of tissues in the human body.
Did you hear the word amyloid in there, or amyloid clots, or spike protein and misfolding proteins causing fibrils to be formed? I think I might have missed that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear that again? That was a mouthful. Hold on. No, these stringing these words together, the average person would just scratch his or her head. What?
Tissue engineering, drug-controlled release, and soft actuators. What are soft actuators? They are the building of new biosynthetic structures, part biology, part technology. So it is using the CRISPR-Cas9 to actually build out what they're calling blood clots, which are these biosynthetic parasite-based mimics of tissues in the human body. That's what a soft actuator is.
You have all of
these
this broken down
parasites.
On your Substack. All of this is very clearly laid out, broken down, labeled, sectioned off. The proof and the receipts, as you always bring, are there. So if anybody wants to go into greater detail, visit Karen Kingston's Substack. So real quickly here, people are going to freak out. What if somebody has been sick with COVID? In other words, infiltrated by these biosynthetic parasites. Do they have any hope?
Not infiltrated by the spike protein. Oh, no. Biosynthetic parasites. For God's sakes.
There is hope. There absolutely is hope because, again, these are part biology and part technology. And there is always a weakness in every creation. So the anti-parasitic agents such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work to slow down the replication of these parasites in the body. And then there are the use of electromagnetic frequencies to disable the spike protein, because the spike protein is not a biological agent. It is this AI parasite.
You just heard it. The spike protein is not a biological instrument. Oh, my. Oh, my. I got to do that again. Sorry.
Acidic agents such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work to slow down the replication of these parasites in the body. And then there are the use of electromagnetic frequencies to disable the spike protein, because the spike protein is not a biological agent. It is this AI parasite.
Any comment on that?
I'm speechless.
Okay, good enough. It makes three of us.
So there are studies that demonstrate that certain frequencies can also disable it. At the end of the day, though, COVID-19 is not about...
And what might those frequencies be, Karen? Are you talking about Royal Rife frequencies? Or you're not talking about 5G, because that's one of the villains. That's not going to disable these biological parasites. What are you talking about? I should like to know.
Iris. COVID-19 is about the inoculation of human beings with artificial intelligence. And the only way to actually...
No. The COVID-19 vaccine is the inoculation of human beings to kill them. This is called population reduction. No amount of disinformation, no amount of twisting and turning and playing semantic games is going to change that. This is a Department of Defense deadly biological weapon. End of story.
Stop it completely. And for people to stop running from the truth and start facing the truth, and to organize a movement, which I will do myself, to stop this. Because every COVID-19 emergency use power and all the funding must stop. COVID-19 is a war on humanity. If you are supporting funding of it or any kind of powers, you're supporting the demise of humanity.
You notice she said COVID-19 is a war on humanity. Did she say, in any sense, vaccine? Or did I miss it?
No.
I didn't miss anything.
Mm-mm.
She said COVID-19. Okay, well, we got that. Well, the original COVID-19, the Wuhan strain, is gone. It's mutated out of existence by now.
Right.
And I'm very interested to hear more about these alleged frequencies that can somehow come to your rescue and cancel these evil nanobiological parasites.
For COVID-19, it's in the patents, it's on the World Health Organization, so not just the vaccines.
Wait, is she citing the World Health Organization as credible ammunition to support her argument? I think she is. Oh, my goodness. Let me hear that again. It goes by so fast, you see, that's the trick. No one can remember this.
World Health Organization, so not just the vaccines, but all the...
She did say that.
For the COVID-19 is a war on humanity. If you are supporting funding of it or any kind of powers, you're supporting the demise of humanity. All products for COVID-19, it's in the patents, it's on the World Health Organization, so not just the vaccines, but all the tests, all the treatments, all can be inoculated with this parasite. So every COVID-19...
What does that mean? They can all be inoculated with this parasite. What does that mean? Put into the body via the parasite? I assume. I'm not clear on that. I don't know.
Well, I'm just wondering who else is saying this is a parasite? How do you substantiate that?
Well, she has a patent, remember? Or
oh,
a couple
that's
of
right.
Patents.
A patent,
don't
yes.
Forget that. Yeah. And people think intuitively or reflexively that, gee, if it's got a patent, it works. Oh, no. Au contraire. No, a patent doesn't mean anything in terms of functionality. There's no guarantee it works. You can patent anything.
Well, where's the evidence?
Recalled.
Sorry. Go ahead. What?
Yeah, well, I mean, where's the evidence that patent applies to what's in these current injections?
And
there's no hydrogel in there.
No.
And I've Don't never forget. Heard anybody call the spike protein a parasite. I mean, it's a protein. It's an infectious protein.
It's a biological protein. Don't forget that. But it's part machine, apparently, with AI, too, so it's... But it's not a spike protein. It's,
well,
it's a parasite.
This is just—it's utter distraction.
Needs to be banned, recalled, and if anyone is using it, it should be considered an act of crime of attempted murder, because that is what it is. And then, lastly, we need to make a movement to take down the technology. 5G and Starlink has nothing to do with helping humanity. If you go to CloudMind's SEC filings, they clearly state that their new 5G species, its functionality, its ability to communicate, and its ability to spread is based on 5G technology. CloudMind is an AI technology company based out of China whose end game operations are for Chinese military operation use. They are a threat to national security, and they need the 5G towers that we've put up all across this country for our convenience. No, it's not for our convenience. It's for our extermination. And, you know, you asked why they're not just killing us. Do you want me to answer that question?
I asked Dr. Malone. Yeah, as a matter of fact,
yeah.
I said, why wouldn't they just kill us? He laughed.
Yeah, so he actually had this kind of psychotic laugh, and it's because... what they intend for us is far worse than death. Humans are the host to spawn this new artificial intelligence species. And it's not just one species. The technology has CRISPR-Cas9. As Dr. Catherine Whitehead from Carnegie Mellon said, they need to do the mRNA gene editing inside the cells, inside the animals. The animals are humans. So they're not killing us. They're experimenting on us, and they're using us as the host to, as the patent said, spawn these new species that they're creating.
Okay. You can find this on Stu Peters' channel on Rumble, October 12th. It was a two-part deal. So if you want to go listen to that again, you can. Okay. COVID-Cas9. Heavy artillery, huh?
You know, using mRNA as a protein expression vector is not the same as CRISPR-Cas9. So you know, she's throwing around
now.
A lot of words here without understanding really what she's talking about.
Okay, there you go. So that's our recap and update for this particular program. We're going to go now to the human side of this horror and read some examples of what is happening to people, which is beyond belief. And they're dying, right? So, yeah, you could say they're being experimented on, and I'm sure a lot of that is a fact. But this, when this weapon was rolled out, it was deployed, it was functional. It did exactly what it was supposed to do, with the spike protein leading the way. And the LNPs are not helpful. None of it's good. It's a killer. But let's not jump into this futuristic sci-fi thing of word salads. It doesn't matter. What's happening
now. We've had many people evaluate the contents of the vials. We have a pretty good idea what's in it. It doesn't include graphene. There are other things, but, you know, there's no hydrogel. If there's parasites in there, they're there as contaminants.
We know that from the hydras. It looks like now a lot of people have figured out that it was because it was not a clean lab at all. It was being done with dogs in the room, apparently. Dog hairs. That could very well have been what that was, just little bitsy pieces of dog hairs as a contaminant. You called it immediately. It's a contaminant. Could be in the process of manufacture because the chain of custody was not clean on those samples. We don't know. Anyway, they're bringing it back. It just goes round and around. It's like musical chairs. All right, let's get into some readers here if you'd like. Anything else you want to add before?
No, let's go into the readers.
Okay, all right. Dr. Buttar, the Butterman. Dr. Buttar says shedding is not really a huge concern. Well, Dr. Buttar, tell that to the people who have been given clots in the brain or laid up for week after week, who have terrible neuralgia, terrible pain, terrible arthritic issues. Okay. He goes on to say, or the poster says, let me repeat the whole thing. I got in my own way. Dr. Buttar says shedding is not really a huge concern, but to be focused rather on raising our own immune systems. My theory will be tested on Monday morning as I'm quitting my work from home job of 3 years to go to work on site for a new company. I'll be surrounded by vaxxed people all day long, and I will keep you all updated on my journey. Well, bon voyage. This is from someone named Superfat Tony. Good luck, Tony. All right, next.
That was in response to.
It was? All right, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, here's another reply to that. Maybe it's not a big concern to him, meaning Dr. Buttar, but to those of us who repeatedly feel sick after being around the jabbed, it is a big concern. I take all kinds of supplements, exercise, and had no known health problems, but I cannot be around shedders very long without getting bizarre symptoms like burning skin. And to add to that, they smell bad.
Wow. They certainly do. I smelled another one. At least I think so. It was the same smell I described about a week ago on another male adult. And I asked him again. I said, like the first one, I said, are you wearing aftershave or cologne? Hell no, I don't use that stuff. Well, it was the same kind of odor that I detected the first time. So maybe someone can figure this out. I can't yet, but I know I've smelled three times now. The other one was a slight aroma of burning flesh. That's the best I can come up with.
Mm.
Very slight. Just came and went real quick. All right, next up, you go ahead.
Third reply here. You are right about most of it. I have dry skin, burning eyeballs, headaches, always having bowel cramps from being around the jabbed. They do smell bad. Even they are walking transmitters generating a lot of Bluetooth and Wi-Fi signals. I take all kinds of supplements myself, but it seems that doesn't always work.
We just for the record, we can't confirm yet this Bluetooth issue. People saying they pick up a Bluetooth code, I guess, from the vaxxed. I'm not able to confirm.
Yeah, I have yet to substantiate that. I don't know.
We're not discounting it. We just can't substantiate it. So,
but I do think a lot of these, what people are believing are EMFs coming off the vax. I believe that's evidence that they are responding neurologically to the spike protein that they are inhaling or getting on their skin.
Makes sense. Sure. All right, here's another one. This is MK Ultra. What are your observations? And someone writes back, when I, not jabbed, got bioweaponed from a friend who got the booster 5 days prior to me visiting her for the day, I got sick that evening. I was perfectly healthy before entering her home, and within 9 days, I was in the ICU. Long story, but I did survive. I feel like I aged 10 years. Now, I repeat, he was just around this lady for an afternoon or a half a day. My skin, almost 1 year later, still has areas of that crepe look. I lost two-thirds of my hair. I'd say a third of that has come back. I did initially lose 15 pounds, but I was really sick. I now have my weight back. Some days I feel great with energy. Other days my chest feels a little bit tight and harder to breathe. Sometimes hard to catch that cleansing breath. I'm hoping in more time I will keep improving. I stay away from anyone I know who has gotten boosted. Go ahead.
All right, a response to that. These are radiation poisoning symptoms, not upper respiratory. One team of technologists has begun measuring for terahertz level EMF coming from the vaccinated. That level would produce the symptoms you had. We need to do this everywhere.
Be careful. They're trying to push this on radiation poisoning now. And it's
well,
it's
here's the thing. Back in the beginning, when COVID was first announced in Italy, the few autopsies that were done did look as though these people had radiation poisoning. But now that we know what we know about the spike protein, and, you know, if you have the full virus, there's other portions or components in those proteins that are problematic. But the horrendous oxidative stress that is caused by the dysregulation of the iron and the hypoxemia that's happening, you're getting ischemia reperfusion injuries everywhere because of this clotting and lack of oxygen. It resembles, the damage that's done resembles radiation poisoning.
It's a severe oxidative stress. It does. Now,
and this was never a respiratory disease. That's where he's wrong. This was always a blood disease and a disease of the vasculature.
Well said. 100% right. Let's give, we have just 2 minutes or so. Let's give Arnie Burkhardt a little credit and remind all of our listeners what he has found again. This is very interesting.
Yeah, Arnie Burkhardt, who's a well-known, very prominent, accomplished pathologist in Germany, continues to autopsy the victims of the vax, and he has confirmed that the spike protein does get into the brain, or the mRNA, the transfection agent, and the cells in the brain, I believe he said they were the endothelial cells, the little tiny capillaries that feed the brain, were transfected and were in fact producing spike protein, and there were amyloid fibrils in those areas. So, and
yeah,
the fact that there was only spike protein and not the other proteins from the actual virus indicates that the spike protein was in fact from the vaccine as opposed to a viral infection. So, you know, in his estimation, this is incontrovertible proof that the, you know, the vaccine is the culprit here in this person's demise.
Well, just don't forget that the spike protein is now rebranded as a nanoweapon parasite with AI. It's no longer a protein. This is unbelievable.
It's ramping up. I think, you know, because the heat's on with this lab origin issue, they're trying more and more to misdirect people's attention towards other things.
Okay, go ahead. We got one more. Let's do one or two more. We can stretch this a little bit. Kona?
Okay. Yeah, in reply to that radiation comment, she says, yes, but I wasn't letting them... this is the wrong one. My lungs on X-ray showed what they call bilateral COVID pneumonia. My oxygenation saturation was 58 on admission. They claimed the PCR test, which I refused, but they wouldn't admit me if I didn't have it done, showed SARS-CoV-2. My D-dimer was 8.4 on admission. No pulmonary embolism seen.
No.
So, you know, she either was shed on or she had the actual virus at that point.
Right.
But
someone else,
you know, that's
said,
the hallmark features of COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2.
Another person says, yes, but I wasn't letting them do that to me. I also told them no vaccines, no remdesivir, and no intubation. Thank goodness I'm a nurse, and I was my own advocate. And that's the hard part. When people go in, their relatives cannot come in, visit them, and advocate for them in so many cases, unless they're shot up, I guess. That's the protocol.
Yeah.
Sad. So don't forget about remdesivir. I guess they're still pushing that around. And we don't know.
Course.
We don't know how many people are actually dying. We don't know. But we do know it's a lot. And it's being very carefully and very cleverly hidden away under their dozens of labels. Died of a blood clot, died of a heart attack, died... You don't hear of amyloidosis. You don't hear of things that matter. You just don't.
Or the iron overload. I still wonder if those children, the childhood hepatitis cases, may have, in fact, been iron overload. I mean, the liver suffers
makes
greatly
perfect sense. Yeah,
in
no,
iron
no,
overload.
That fits.
And now we have an epidemic of kids coming down with kidney failure. You know, that too can be related to iron overload.
See if I can find, hold on, I got to find this here. There's one other thing that came up today. It had to do with the cancers that are exploding everywhere. Headline, UK cancer patients have to wait, all of them, 55 days to start treatment. Now, how many cases of diagnosis to death of cancers have we seen? Lots. They're not going to make it 55 days.
No, that's what they're banking on.
Wow. Crazy stuff.
Incredible.
Here's another one, just a little dark humor. Doctors are baffled after 18-year-old athlete suffers cardiac arrest during tennis practice. They were baffled. All right, and do take a look for the warning, big warning, all caps, graphic images of the suddenly dead. These clips show exactly what we have been trying to tell you for nearly 2 years. No shots. No shots ever again. No more needles. Okay? All right. All right, great job. Thank you. Talk soon.
Okay, Jeff, my pleasure. Good night, everyone.
All right. And we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Hold on.